Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
Do I mind if both of your kids have certain traits that we all love and respect about you?
No, absolutely not.
But do I need an identical clone of Dave Rothenberg? No, we don't need a clone.
I play the victim because I am the victim. I don't think I'm that bad. I'm not taking people at rest stops and then they vanish. I love sports.
That's what you think I'm insinuating, that you're stealing people at rest stops?
It sounds like it.
Some guy was standing outside of the bathroom asking people to ask him where guys went to college, and all of a sudden Bobby was gone.
This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
Last thing we heard is he was a Maryland Terrapin.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by, you guessed it, Straight Talk Wireless. So this is my own idea, and you tell me if you like it or not. I know we're going to get into the Mel Kiper mock draft. I don't know, this is 4.0, whatever it is, at 7 o'clock. Probably spend a little bit of time on that. We're 2 weeks and 2 days away from the start of Major League Baseball. How do you feel about a windup in the 7:30 segment?
7:30 segment, windup.
Like 7:30, we go windup, we go pickle, whatever you call it at home where you are, or in your car where you are. How do you feel about that? Some rapid-fire baseball.
I feel good about it.
You like it?
I feel real good about it.
You feel confident that we'll get the proper phone participation?
Yeah, I think we call to the pen, get the windup going 7:30.
You're on. How about? Well, you can't call it a bullpen anymore, right?
No, call. I'll call the pen.
Right.
I like the windup, though. I do like the windup.
I think that was mine. Yes. No.
No, that was mine. But you can take it. Have it.
No, I don't want it. If it was yours, was it truly yours?
Yes, it was truly mine. This is when we had the whole dispute that you don't sleep enough because I said it, and then you're like, "How about the windup?"
Oh, this is when RJ yelled at me.
Yes, chastised you.
You need to take your health seriously.
He's mad at you right now, too.
Why is he mad at me now?
You know exactly why he's mad at you.
Because I went a little long?
Well, because you recognized in the moment that you're gonna murder the clock, and you continued to murder it.
Okay. But it's not like my intent was to not murder it. And then I went a little long, and I was like, you know what? Now if I've gone over, now I'm going to really go over.
Yeah, I'm just going to kill it. Like, it's like Steve Cohen with the...
With the luxury tax.
With the luxury tax. I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over.
That's fine. I feel comfortable with that. So 7:30... We'll do the pickle, the windup, whatever you like to call it. Now, the imaging is still pickle imaging.
It's a good open, too. The pickle open is a funny open.
I like it as well. But here's the thing. If, like, a Vlasic were to get involved, we could keep it as the pickle.
Yeah. You know how much I love and adore the pickle, too.
Love the pickle.
Maybe if RJ sponsors it, it's the gherkin.
Oh, maybe it is.
The little mini pickle.
The mini pickle. I like the mini pickle.
I do like the mini pickle too. The little baby dill's nice too.
Right? But yeah, we're looking for sponsors, and we can adjust the name for the sponsor. So sales can get started on that. 1-800-919-3776. So I know you heard the story. We'll get into kind of overall Yankees and where they are, and Kay has a soundbite, which I think makes no sense. We'll hear from that in a moment.
No, we'll hear from it. I like to hear from it.
I know you do. But the Yankees better hope when this is revealed, this court document, then what they've done as far as the cheating is concerned is not that awful. Because if it is, you talk about hypocrisy at the highest level with this organization.
Not that awful. So, I mean, define for me what you think not that awful is. Is that they weren't banging on a trash can? Is that?
Is that your definition?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know that I can sit here and tell you what I consider not to be that awful right now, but I'll know it when I hear it. I guess it's that kind of a situation, you know?
Okay, so if the document addresses maybe accusations that the Yankees used, I don't know, Yes Network cameras to steal signs.
And oh, that'd be bad.
Their video replay room to crack
catcher
signals.
That'd be bad. You know why it would be so bad? First of all, it's cheating. Then you're right there with Houston, but you played the victim. You played the "this was stolen from us," and you knew. See, that's the thing to me. You knew. Aaron Judge saying this was ripped away from us, and all this whining and bemoaning, which I do understand. But if you were doing something that was also cheating, and you just didn't get caught, and then you came out, and you're like, "How? What?"
And you didn't do it as well as
you didn't do it as well. And then you came out and you went after that, went on the aggressive, knowing that you were also cheating. That might be worse than what Houston did.
Well, see, there's the thing, though, and here lies the problem with baseball and the unwritten rules and everything else, is what's your definition of cheating as opposed to gamesmanship? Like, what's the final straw? Like, if we're using cameras to steal signs and we're trying to, the replay room, we're figuring out catcher signs and everything else, are we now taking that next step where we're banging trash cans? Or are we, okay, guys on second base, now he knows what the catcher's putting down, so, you know, he can inform the hitter.
See, I think that kind of thing
that's
is like,
a difference.
I know it when I see it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't sit here now and tell you because I don't know what the Yankees have done. If they are relaying signs from second base, I think that's well within the norm of what is, I don't even know if I consider that cheating. If you are, if the Yes Network video is involved and you got guys in the locker room that are relaying, you know, then I think you're crossing a very slippery slope, and I think that's cheating.
Okay, but tell me you wouldn't do it, though. See, that's where I have a problem.
Well,
like, even with the steroid conversation, this is where I have a problem. Like, if the technology exists, and like, part of the reason why Carlos Beltran and Alex Cora were so involved with that, you know, cheating scandal was because they were really good at figuring that stuff out. Like, they had an eye for it. So if now all of a sudden I can use a camera to figure out, to decipher what the signs are, I mean, why wouldn't I do it? Of course,
well,
I would do it.
Because it's cheating.
Well, if the assumption is that everyone else is doing it too, though, I mean, it seems like a lot of teams are doing it. So I'm just going to be the team that doesn't do it.
And this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Here's the thing. If you did it, it's one thing. If you knew you were doing it and you played this, I can't believe Houston would do something like this, and we're the victim, and they cheated, and that World Series champion shouldn't start, you know, shouldn't count, and all those things. You're a fraud, is what you
well,
are.
I understand. Okay.
You're big liars.
You're big liars. I understand what you're saying, and I would understand the outrage. But my question to you would be, where is that line? Because if the Yankees were doing what what the accusations are saying they did, now is that, okay, we're comfortable that a lot of teams are doing the same stuff up to a point. That point being, okay, we know what the signs are going to be, but at least we're only going to use it where we don't feel like it's crossed that line, where it's, okay, guy gets on first, gets the second, and now we're going to use the information we have, as opposed to where I'm going to take the information and I'm going to use it while someone banging on a trash can. Like, is that the line for them?
So now you create your own line of what's acceptable and what's
not.
But
isn't that what baseball does, though? Isn't this the whole problem we have with baseball and the other rules?
I guess it is. But you know what? I mean, you have this holier-than-thou attitude of, you know, we would never stoop to that. And an organization that would do that is just well beneath us. And they cheated and take that championship away. And you've heard guys come out publicly. You've heard Yankee fans still say, well, I don't want Carlos Correa. He's a big cheater. Well, we might find out that you're a big cheater.
Wouldn't you love that? Oh, I would love that.
I hope not. Part of me would love it, but part of me would be really turned off that you act the victim when you are there committing the same crime.
Yeah, but see, I understand what you're saying. And my only pushback would be, is what's that line? Because that's a blurred line in sports sometimes where gamesmanship becomes cheating. Like, if I knew a bunch of other teams were doing the same kind of stuff because we're trying to get the competitive edge, but there was a line that we didn't feel comfortable crossing, and the Houston Astros crossed that line. So now what we were doing is fine. As far as we're concerned, what we were doing is fine. But now all of a sudden, if you take that next step, that's when it becomes cheating. In their minds. I'm not saying it's right, but in their minds.
I guess that's what everyone does with their own life, right? They determine where that line is and they go up to it. I just think it's, I guess, ironic would be the appropriate term, that another team is doing whatever it is, and then you're doing something, but not as much. So what you're doing is not bad, and what they're doing is awful.
It's a lesser version of cheating, yeah.
But why do you think the Yankees are so desperate to not have this uncovered?
Well, I would imagine for that reason, right? I
mean, if it was nothing, would they even care?
If it was nothing, I don't know why you would care, no.
Right. So the thought has to be that there's going to be something, there's going to be some kind of smoking gun here that shows the Yankees in a very bad light.
Well, especially how they reacted to what happened with Houston. I mean, that makes it worse. Right?
I think it makes it awful.
For all the reasons you said. And then to even have, I mean, to my favorite is when we have people calling, like you said, and say, I wouldn't. Why would you want Carlos Correa? Please stop. All right? Well, that can help your team win a championship.
It's just asinine. But this whole story, and you know what, we're 2 weeks away. You'd hope we'd start to really break
down. You were
down
fine
the
with Gerrit Cole, weren't you? I mean, Gerrit Cole wasn't part of that whole sign stealing stuff, but he was part of whatever they were doing with the baseball.
You think the Yankees fan is nervous right now?
I would be.
I would be too.
I absolutely would be.
I would be as well.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Trade deadline in the NHL. How did the Rangers do yesterday, Rick?
I think they did well.
I mean, they didn't mortgage a lot, right?
No, not at all. Right? And I mean, it was no sexy, splashy move. Right? I mean, I think the one move that they could have made it was reported that they were in on was Rickard Rakell, who ends up going to Pittsburgh, of course, of all places to go. But I mean, the East in general is going to be daunting. I think they fortified. I think they, found ways to upgrade that, their bottom six. And I think with the Kopp move, it gives you, some versatility because if you need to move him up into your top six, you can. He's got some offensive upside. The guy was playing almost 20 minutes a night in Winnipeg.
Which is a lot of minutes.
A lot of minutes. He can kill penalties. And, now Gerard Gallant, depending on the matchup, which teams you're playing, he's going to have some options there.
And remember, Kako's going to come back. Rooney's going to come back. So
eventually Kako's going to come back. Yeah, he'll be off for the rest of this month at least.
Right. But, you should have him back by the postseason, certainly.
Again, you didn't disrupt your top six, right? Because, that's ultimately, if you had a top six, now somebody's going to move out of the top six. And Rakell would have done that. If you pick up Rakell now,
yes,
he's a top six.
Yes, you have to take one of your top six and move them down.
You're going to disrupt that a little bit. Then you had a defenseman who also kills penalties, big, physical, good defensive defenseman.
A lot of playoff experience.
Yeah, I think they did well. I do.
You a little nervous?
I'm still a little bit concerned about their ability to score goals 5-on-5 and how dependent they are on their...
On their power play?
Well, not just their power play. No, they're top tier guys.
Yeah, I mean, their top tier guys
Kreider,
have to produce.
Panarin,
if their top tier guys do not produce, they're in big trouble.
Yeah, and I like the foot. Listen, they have, one of the best goalies in the league, right? And now, defensively, they're pretty solid. They've just shown you that they can win close games, which is important, right? I mean, you win a close game against...
Especially in the postseason, you figure, right?
That's what I'm saying, and that's the goal, right? Is to make a long run in the postseason. So that's a good thing. I mean, the bad thing is... Like, when you start looking at what this team has done, they've scored 2 goals or fewer in 10 of the last 16, which is not great. And then, 5-on-5, there was an article today in the Post. Panarin's got 2 goals, 5-on-5 in his last 28 games. Strome's got, 3 goals, 5-on-5 in his last 23. Mika's got 3 in his last 26. So, there's...
Yet they still win games.
And yet they still win games, which is... And they come back, too. They lead the league in comeback wins, too.
Well, and their power play has been dynamic, so we'll see. Not too far off the NHL.
Well, no, because
season.
You know what it comes to is this: is that they're a little bit early, right? They're early to the party. And when
yes.
you look at the
nobody
teams
thought
like Tampa,
they would be here now. Correct.
When you look at the teams like Tampa and Florida's all in, they made some big moves. because they feel like they can win now. The Rangers aren't there yet. We're going to start mortgaging our future because we feel like we can win now. Like this
and I'm glad they didn't do that. If we would have mortgaged the future to go all in and then you lose in the first round in seven games to, say, Pittsburgh,
which you
all
might.
Of a sudden now.
Which you might.
But
who's to say you're going to get through that first round against Pittsburgh?
No, there's no round that you look at for the Rangers that you say, okay, that's an easy round.
No, I mean, East is daunting.
Nothing.
No, the East is, I mean.
The East is brutal. If you get out of the East, you should have a parade just for winning the conference. That's how good it is.
Well, seriously, but look at, I mean, the entire East. Boston got better. Tampa got, I mean, Tampa completely reworked their third line, which was so important for them over the last couple of years winning Cubs.
You know what would almost be great if they won like four cups in a row?
Toronto's
just
better.
Just shut everybody up.
I mean, I cannot wait. Honestly, I cannot wait for the NHL playoffs. It's going to be craziness.
It's going to be great. All right, the Dollar Shave Club. Six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Did you hear what Kay said on the Michael Kay show yesterday?
I heard a lot of the show. I don't know what exactly you're talking about.
We're going to hear a soundbite where he says, this to me is either, there's something bad with this. It's either you're, I don't want to say inept, but it sounds inept or incapable. Like there's a negative that has to come out of this soundbite. He's saying the Yankees didn't want Correa, didn't want Story, and didn't want Seager.
I'm going to tell you this, everybody, and I don't think this is what people want to hear. The Yankees didn't get beaten out on any of these guys. And I wonder if you agree with me, Don. They didn't want them. For those that don't know, there's a rule in the basic agreement in baseball. No team could say, we are not interested in that player. It's against the basic agreement. Because if the Yankees say, we're out, we don't want Correa, that affects Correa's market. So that has been written into the basic agreement. So the Yankees have to sit back when they are rumored to be in on this guy. And they can't say, no, we're not. They can't say, no, we're not. I don't think they were in on any of them.
No.
They love the shortstops they have in their system, and they feel that kind of Falefa is going to be just fine at shortstop, really good defensively. He'll pick up base hits. He can run. He's got stolen bases, whatever the case may be. I don't think that they were in on Correa. They weren't in on Story. They were never in on Seager. None of them. They were never in on any of them.
That's negligence is what it is. Seager, fine. Story, fine. Correa got, in essence, a one-year, $35 million deal. If you were not in on that at all, that is franchise malpractice is what it is.
You think that's what Yankees fans want to hear, though?
Well, I think that's what Michael believes. I think he's probably right. He's as tapped into the Yankees as anybody. But if that's true, that they weren't in on any of these guys, especially Correa, who got such a favorable deal, would have been great for the Yankees. Would have been the bridge to go from where you are to that elite young shortstop moving forward.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like, oh, yeah, and then Connor Falefa will be fine. I mean, you think that's what Yankees fans want to hear? He'll be fine?
No.
No, that's not what they want to hear. I understand Seager. I mean, that's a long-term commitment. That's a lot of money.
I understand the long-term deal ones that
Story,
they didn't want
same
to get
thing.
Into bed with those.
I have a hard time believing that if offered a similar deal that Carlos Correa would have said no to the Yankees.
If what he's saying is true, and I assume that it is, wouldn't you love to hear Cashman explain why you wouldn't want Correa on a 3-year, in essence, 1-year, $35 million deal? Why would you not want that?
Well, why would you not want that? But why would Scott Boras not want that for Carlos Correa?
To be in a higher profile city? To be on a team that has a great chance to win a championship?
I mean, isn't that the point? Like, I mean, you're trying to get a long-term deal out of this, right?
You
like,
the reason why you have opt-outs. Minnesota?
Well, not get buried. Like, it's great. He's going to go to Minnesota. He's going to hit. He's going to be the same player. He's going to be great. But, I mean, wouldn't you rather be, you know, great during the regular season, high-profile team as the Yankees, then all of a sudden make a run through the postseason and maybe win a championship?
One would think. But apparently the Yankees weren't. What? Explain to me. You're Brian Cashman. Explain to me.
I can't believe it. I don't believe it.
So you think Kay's lying?
Well, I don't know if he's lying or not. If that's what they want to,
so that's the what they want to have thrown out there, that we just weren't interested in these guys.
Oh yeah, I think it softens the blow a little bit. But why wouldn't Correa be interested in that if offered that same deal from the Yankees? I don't understand. Unless Scott Boras doesn't think that you should take a deal like that from the Yankees. I don't get it.
Why?
Explain that.
Because when it's the Yankees, you should get 6 years and $300 million. Is
you should get what you want from the Yankees, I guess. But I mean, would you rather? I mean, I have a hard time believing you'd rather play in Minnesota.
I mean, there's a chance you're going to get dealt anyway.
In that lineup.
How could you possibly? You're a guy that is in the postseason every year, that plays in huge games every single season. Now you want to be potentially irrelevant in August, September, and October? What sense does that make?
Well, what makes it worse for the Yankees, too, is just it's a bad look with how the whole Donaldson thing shook out, where it ends up being Minnesota. So you take on Donaldson's money, and then you allow Minnesota to clear his money from your books, and then you pick up. They pick up.
They
Correa.
Played you is what they did. They played you.
Well, that's how it looks. But I don't understand why you wouldn't be involved with Correa, even if, like, I get it. I mean, you're planning on signing, you know, Judge to a long-term deal. That's great. But still, I mean, you mean to tell me that you wouldn't rather, like, I would even say this. Save the money on Rizzo. Save the money on Donaldson. Give me Torres at second, LeMahieu at first, Correa at short, and Urshela at third, I would take.
Absolutely. 100%. I want the best player. And the best player was Carlos Correa. And it seems like you probably could have had a chance to get him. And what we're hearing is you didn't want him? What
well, unless
sense?
You couldn't. Unless he didn't want you.
Well, that's different.
That makes more sense to me than
that's
you don't
different.
Want him.
If it is, they reached out to Correa and his reps, and he didn't want to go to the Yankees, you know what? At least you did your due diligence. You tried to bring in a superstar. But that's not what we're hearing. We're hearing they didn't want him. If they didn't want him, shame on them.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know, we have CMT coming up in just a couple of moments. Did you know that?
I did, Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. Tuesday, 6:45, a little CMT. We have our feature segment. Monday is Free Range Radio. Tuesday, CMT. Wednesday, which is tomorrow, Stump Rothenberg. Thursday, Nobservations and Did It Happen in Florida? And I guess if you had to put them in the power rankings, Friday would be number one with the morning roast, right?
People love the top of the morning roast, yeah.
People adore the top of the morning roast. They absolutely adore
morning,
it.
Top of the morning.
I want to get to some of the Yankees calls, and then there's a story which we have to at least briefly touch on now. We can get back into.
Well, by the way.
Yeah.
Later. I'm not sure if you saw this because you've been so wrapped up in college basketball. And
I might not
so I was
have.
Watching. I was watching the MLB Network yesterday. You know how, I mean, it's spring training, right? So there are all these different camps. So they were at the Rays camp, and they had Mike Zunino, the catcher, on. They were just talking about how he handles, you know, their pitching staff. And it's a lot of young pitchers that throw really hard, and he's just talking about the, you know, making sure they're, you know, they're confident, you know, throwing their stuff, and how do they do that? And it was amazing. One of his answers was like, well, you know, that's partly me, but with all the technology and everything else that we have. And I was thinking to myself, like, I would love to get to, like, see what goes on in Tampa with how they go
they
about
really
their business.
They really are amazing, aren't they?
It was almost like he, like, hey, had this look on his face, like, oh, like, you wouldn't believe all the stuff that we have.
Well, why do they have stuff that other teams don't have?
But that's my point. Like, I want to see it. Like, I want to know, like, what's going on down there? Because when you look at, and then they showed, like, the Rays additions and then their subtractions, and it's like, no, this doesn't make any sense. How's this? But it's the Rays. You're like, okay, they'll be fine.
They'll figure out a way. They will figure out a way. Let's go to the calls, and then we'll get to the story, and then we'll do CMT. Very busy, very bouncy, very meandery Tuesday here. Al in Holbrook. Al, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How's everything?
We're doing great, Al. We're doing really well. Thank you.
All right,
Dave slept last night, which is nice.
I had a really good night's sleep, yeah.
All right, guys, listen, I've been a Yankees fan since the early 80s. All I know is the Yankees, live and breathe Yankees. And Brian Cashman has been very instrumental in a lot of the Yankees' success, man. But I really believe at this point of his career, he is past his prime. I think that even since last year, man, we was heavy righties, no lefties. And I felt like the fans forced him at the trading deadline to make that Rizzo and Gallo trade. But in the beginning, he was steadfast in saying, oh, the Yankees are going to be all right. We're going to be all right. You know, we'll hit until they didn't, you know. And this year now, you know, I feel like Correa would have been perfect for the Yankees. And I felt like he's sleeping at the wheel at this point. I mean, Josh Donaldson, a great career, but he's 75 at this point. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure what Cashman is doing at this point. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, and listen, I understand why you would be frustrated with Brian Cashman. I don't think the game has passed him by, but I think there are questionable decisions that he makes.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Brian Cashman, and it wasn't the fans that, that forced his hand to make trades for Gallo and Rizzo.
No, he realized the mistake and he remedied it.
Yeah, he remedied the mistake. He doesn't work for the fan base, though. He works for Hal. And I keep saying this, and I mean, he said it. This is not me just making this up. He said that as far as they're concerned, the postseason is a crapshoot.
All right.
Okay, so I mean, it's also, and you heard Hal, like, I mean, there are other things that are involved with outside of just winning a championship. Like, there, you know, there's loans and payments and everything else. Like, it is still a business for them.
I'll tell you what, though. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear
it. No, I understand that, but it doesn't make it, and them not winning a World Series isn't making the Yankees less popular, is it?
Less popular? No.
No.
More annoyed by the fan base? Yes.
Well, that's fine. Is the fan base going to quit on the Yankees?
No.
Of course.
But so, we're going to get calls with people complaining about what's
which is
going
fine,
on, what's wrong.
Which is fine. I mean, it's always a topic of conversation. They're always in the conversation,
listen,
aren't they?
I agree with you. And even if the Yankees have a subpar season, they're going to win, what, 94 games, 92 games? They were not good. They were actually not good in stretches. They were a bad baseball team in stretches
roller coaster
last year. And they won 92 games.
Roller coaster last season.
And they won 92 games. So they'll get in. But right now, are they the favorites to win the whole thing? No way. Sal and Queen. Sal, you're on 98.7.
How you guys doing? Good morning. I'm a Mets fan personally, so I love watching all this chaos happen around me of the Yankees. But just to comment on the Yankee situation, it kind of feels like to me the Yankees are having an off season coming off of like a championship season last year. Like I feel like there's no sense of urgency going forward with the Yankees. Like you would think that if they just won the championship, okay, you know what, some guys are going to leave, this and that, but to not be interested in Correa and to be interested in Donaldson for all that money. I feel like they kind of, like, they're not in the situation where, you know, they're going to roll through the division. I think now they're the fourth best team in that division after Story went to the Red Sox. So I feel like we're in a simulation where the Seattle Mariners are in a better spot to make the postseason than the Yankees are this year, which I just think is actually insane.
No, see, yeah,
I don't agree with that.
Yankees are going to get in.
I don't agree with that. I mean, you'd like to have, with the amount of money that they do spend, I mean, they still have, you know, the third highest payroll in Major League Baseball, you'd like to have a lot less
ifs
and question marks going into a season when you spend that kind of money.
But they're going to get in.
Well, no, I'm not saying they're not going to get in, but that's
not
what Yankees fans want.
I'm not saying you were saying
want.
That, but
yeah,
we,
fans
now
want
we have callers and listeners saying, like, you know, now this team has a better chance of getting in. They're going to get in.
Yeah, but you have to understand, though. I mean, it's how Yankees fans view this team is different than how just regular, you know, people that aren't Yankees fans do. Their expectation is that every year they're going to do whatever it takes to try to win a championship. And then this offseason doesn't feel like that's what they did.
So walk me through this, okay? Red Sox, their lineup is phenomenal. It's nasty. Their starting staff is Eovaldi, Pivetta, Rich Hill, Waka, Tanner Houck. Paxton, if and when he returns. Well, that's not exactly murderer's row.
And then Chris Sale's dealing with the...
well, he's got the rib issue.
The rib issue, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't... I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Boston is better than the Yankees right now.
No, I think right now, I would say that, I mean, you have to say Tampa just because it's Tampa.
I agree. I'll say Tampa,
Toronto,
and I'll say Toronto's right there.
And then the Yankees.
Would I be shocked if they finished third? No. Would I be shocked if they won the division? No. It's a competitive division.
It's a competitive division. And again, it goes back to what the Yankees are relying on this season. That, again, that DJ LeMahieu returns to being DJ LeMahieu. That Joey Gallo cannot be that bad for a full season. That Aaron Hicks finds a way to stay healthy.
I hate this game.
But that's what it is.
Right. I know it is.
That's really what it is.
Anthony and Roselle Park. Anthony, you're next up on 98.7.
What's up, guys? Just a quick thing before I get to my point. Stump Rothenberg is easily the number one in the power rankings.
Oh, really?
But,
oh, thank you.
It's a great segment you guys have. But the Yankees saying that they weren't interested in any of these guys is kind of a relief. I'm a big fan of prospects, but I don't think many Yankee fans that I knew really wanted Correa or Story because of the Colorado issue. But the one thing that they don't utilize enough is right field. Should have went after Seager. You know, missed that on him, but...
Yeah, but that's another long-term deal, though, man.
Exactly.
You said you love
Can
prospects.
I ask you a
that's
question,
a 10-year
Anthony,
deal.
Why did you or your friends not want Correa?
It's not just the whole him being in Houston situation. It's how he treated Yankee fans. Right when he became a free agent, the first thing he said is Derek Jeter's not that good. Like, look, most people will tell you Derek Jeter wasn't as hyped up as he was, but he was still one of the greatest Yankees and greatest players of our generation. If you're going to come out and bash the guy that we grew up, we don't want you. It doesn't matter
really?
What you do, you know? Ugh.
What an awful take.
Maybe that was part of it, though, Dave.
Well, it's
maybe that was part of it. Maybe that's why maybe Correa didn't want to be a Yankee because of that. How the fan base treated Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, do you want to sign up for that?
No, I guess not. But you don't want this guy. You know how long that would last for? He'd be on the Yankees. He'd go 3-for-4 in his
first
game.
Did you like Roger Clemens? Did Yankees fans like – I mean, did the Yankees players like Roger Clemens?
No, they hated him.
Okay, so, I mean, you can make it work. You're all trying to do the same thing, which is win a championship.
That's right. And you know how quickly this fan hatred goes away for players once they start producing and they're great players? It's gone. Immediate.
I don't understand the rationale from Yankees fans, though. I mean, it's essentially a one-year deal for $35 million.
How you couldn't want that is beyond me. Gene in Fort Lee. Good morning, Gene. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. I agree with that take. Listen, I'm a Yankee fan, and I love Derek Jeter, too, but if I could give Correa 1 year for $35 million to be on my team and have a chance at a World Series, I'm taking that any day of the week. But my question was, I know Brian Cashman is like an honorary Steinbrenner, but when does the pressure start to get on him if, let's say, they miss out on the World Series? Do you feel like he'll have any pressure on him at any time soon?
Nope. If they get in and
they just gave Aaron Boone a new contract.
They get in, they win a round, they're competitive. No, I don't think so. I think that he's very, very safe. And they're going to get in, and they're going to win 90-plus games. I heard Michael talking about it yesterday when I was listening to the show, and he said that there is such an air of confidence with the players about how good this team is this year. And he said there's years that he doesn't feel that, he doesn't see it. They think they're going to be really good.
Well, Toronto thinks that they're going to be really good, too.
And Tampa thinks they're going to be really good.
There's a lot that's going to have to go right for the Yankees this season.
I mean, even if the Yankees win 105 games and win this division, you still think that they go in and they roll their way through the American League and get to the World Series?
No, I don't think anyone does. But, I mean, again, you won 92 last year. It was a roller coaster season. And you had Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton stay healthy for them. They stayed healthy and had really good seasons. So that's another thing. I mean, add that to the ifs. Is that going to happen in back-to-back years? Those two staying healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these are all the questions that have to be answered. So I promised a story which was unbelievable. I'm going to push it back a little bit because I want to get to CMT. We're going to go through Mel's mock draft at 7. And then in the back end of that 7 o'clock segment, we will get to the story, which every time I look at it, I can't believe it's true. I just cannot believe it's true. I promise you, before 7:15, you will have that story. But now, we go to a little CMT.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Ah, yes. And CMT is always brought to you by Jack Pocket. So you guys alluded to this earlier about LeBron leading the league in scoring. Well, actually, he does. Quick trivia, though, before the question. Do you know who is tied? And this is actually amazing. Three players are tied at 29.8 points per game right now to lead the league in scoring. Do you know the other two?
Embiid and Giannis.
Well done.
Good job by you. They all have exactly
29.8 points per game.
Wow.
At this exact moment.
I don't know if you guys remember the last day of the season years ago.
I remember.
David
this.
Robinson scored 71, and I forget who he was going up against, but these guys were just desperate to put points on the board to win the scoring title.
Now, do you think all three care about it? LeBron seems like he cares about it this
yes.
year.
Yes.
Do you get the feeling that could happen this year? Like all three guys to the end just playing minutes they don't need to, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think LeBron will. I don't know about the other two. The other two have a legitimate chance to win I think they have a legitimate chance to win a championship. There's no, I mean, the Lakers right now kind of stink.
They kind of do.
Shaq, Santiago's telling me, was the one that Robinson was going up against for that scoring title.
The Lakers right now, correct me if I'm wrong, are the 9 seed.
10, I thought.
Is it 10 now?
I thought so.
They won last night.
Yeah, I think that bumped them up slightly. Currently, right this second, they are Nine. The nine, yeah.
Yeah. They have the same record as the Pelicans, or they moved ahead of them?
One game ahead.
Okay.
One game ahead. So as of right now, the Lakers would need to win two playing games just to get in the playoffs.
Correct. So their first game against New Orleans, they lose and they'd be done.
Correct.
Wow.
And then they get the Phoenix Suns. Great.
You're right. So you got to win two games in a row and then win a best of seven against Phoenix.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
What can go wrong? So back to the original question. Who is your MVP right now? Cuddle, ooh, Mary, Trash, Embiid, LeBron, and Giannis, your three players that count the scoring.
Get LeBron out of there.
He's honestly, RJ, it's an embarrassing question.
Not according to the odds.
I mean, it's not even risque. It's irresponsible.
He's top three.
It's irresponsible.
He's top. Who would you sub him? Who would you sub him out for?
Jokic.
The MVP?
Yeah.
Jokic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jokic.
He's not winning MVP. The team,
John Morant.
The team stinks.
It's one of his best seasons.
Doesn't matter. His team is in ninth.
All right, we don't need to sit here and believe.
I can't. I'm not going to answer the
question. Let's just answer it.
I'm not answering it. I recuse myself.
I'm fine. I'm going to marry Embiid. I'll cuddle Giannis. I'm going to trash LeBron. On the heels
same
of
for
was
me.
Just a bad
same,
question.
Same for me. It's an embarrassment.
No, there's great symmetry with the three of them atop the scoring.
There's no symmetry. It's like it's got as much symmetry as Carlin's body.
Wow, you're just teeing off at every chance.
It's a head on shoulder.
You know what? I'm surprised that RJ doesn't give us like a, who do you like better, Spud Webb, Muggsy Bogues, or like something like that.
Did you find the bars I sent you yet?
I don't know.
No, you didn't even ask.
I don't even know where they are. But if I've eaten them, they're delicious.
They might already be gone.
They could be.
All righty. The Brooklyn Nets. I alluded to this risque-ness earlier.
I hope this one is better, to be honest.
Probably not. Probably going to be just as bad.
Yeah.
So the Nets are the favorite still to get out of the East by a pretty decent margin, too. They have the second best odds to win a title behind the Suns, who apparently never lose.
What are the Lakers' odds? Are they up there, too?
They're right there.
It's not that bad of a question. It's really not.
Is it risque? That honestly, if you took the Lakers to win the whole thing, that would be risque. That would be dark.
That's like nipple clamp kind of risque.
So we'll take... that is weird. We'll take, again, three teams top of the East to get out.
Like a swing.
Also weird. The Nets, the Bucks, or the Sixers?
To get out of the East?
Yeah.
This is an awful question.
You're nasty today.
All right, I'm going to assume, all right, just to spice this question up, I'm going to assume that because of baseball and everything happening here, that the private sector mandate gets lifted when answering this question. I'm assuming that, okay?
It's not that far away.
All right. So what do you say? I shouldn't assume then?
I don't think you can assume anything.
All right, fine.
Answer
I want
the
assume.
Question with the knowledge that you have.
All right. I'm going to marry Milwaukee then. I'm going to cuddle Brooklyn. And then I'm going to trash the Sixers. How's that?
And I'm going to agree because it's the only answer. It's the only acceptable answer. Nobody trusts the Sixers. Nobody trusts Harden. He melts in the big game. Nets, we don't know what the hell's happening with them. Who's going to play, Simmons or Kyrie? And the Bucks they're the Bucks, defending champions, fully
just
healthy.
Going about their business. That's all the Bucks are doing.
That's right.
Just
they just
the
put
playoffs.
Their head down, they grind through, and they go about their business. So I agree across the board.
Did you see what Fox received as compensation for letting Joe Buck out of his contract?
They got a Purdue game, right?
Extra Big Ten game.
September 1st, Penn State Purdue college football game.
An early big game in the Big Ten.
A lot of bigs there. So I ask you, if our very own Dave Rothenberg were to be
come
traded,
on.
I'm curious.
Why is it always me? Why do I always have to be the butt of the jokes?
Because it's not a joke. Your deal's up.
You alluded to this yesterday on your own. So what would ESPN receive in return?
I can't play this, though.
Sure,
I'm not
sure
playing
you
this
well,
game.
Well, this could shine some insight as to what your plans are.
Like that kind of party.
So would ESPN receive something equivalent to Auburn, Alabama?
Oh.
USC, UCLA, a nice game. Or would it be Tulane and Elkhorn State?
Ooh.
What state?
Elkhorn.
What about Paducah?
Elkhorn State.
Paducah, yeah. But Elkhorn is real.
Alkhorn is real.
Is Paducah real? I don't even remember.
No.
Steve McNair went to Alkhorn State, if you recall.
Is Paducah real? Paducah's not real, right?
Is it a real place?
Yeah, Paducah College.
Paducah's real.
It is a real place. They mentioned
Paducah.
It on the weather I was watching the other day randomly.
What is it, by the way? It's Alcorn State and who?
And Tulane.
What, you say it weird. It's Tulane, not Tulane.
Sorry. Don't be mad because you'd be dealt for them.
All right, let Rick play. I can't play this.
Sure,
game.
You can.
Well, yeah, of course you can.
Yeah,
let's go.
I want to know right. what the market's out there. You're certainly
all right. You know what? I'm going to go all in on me.
Yeah, toot,
I like me. I'm going to go all in.
Toot your own horn.
I'm going to go Auburn, Alabama, Mary.
Wow.
USC, UCLA, Cuddle.
Aww.
And Alcorn State, as RJ says, Tulane, trash.
I hate to do this, but you know how I feel about Dave. I'm gonna agree across the board.
Across the board agreement.
That's what I'm giving for Dave.
But I think that was nasty. What he wanted, and I see what you did there. What he wanted,
Tulane.
Was animosity, anger, nastiness. You set us up to go down a very dark path.
It was a trust fall.
A risque path, as some would say. And we didn't go for your naughty sandwich.
is that what I was offering?
It's a naughty sandwich.
All right. Well, you passed. That was like a trust fall exercise, and you passed with flying colors. Naughty sandwich and all. That is Culinary Trash, brought to you by the Jackpocket app. Play official state lottery games right on your phone. Download the app and get your first Mega Million Powerball ticket free using
right
Go to ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service.
Risky.
I might try that this weekend.
A naughty sandwich?
I'm going to go to the deli and I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to get a little risque here. Give me a naughty sandwich.
I think there's liverwurst on a naughty sandwich.
Yeah, you just tell them, just give me whatever you think that means.
I think that's just you just get an uncut pepperoni, I think.
Michigan plus 5,000 if you're feeling risque.
You feeling naughty? A little randy?
See what
Put
they
some
do.
Money on Michigan?
They'll probably call the police on you.
Yeah, exactly. This man ordered a naughty sandwich.
Sir, we don't do that kind of business here.
A naughty sandwich? That's a great line. A naughty sandwich. Risque. A risque naughty sandwich. All right.
RJ, I love you, but that was probably the worst CMT in the history of the in the segment.
I don't
RJ,
think so.
Do you recognize the depths of how bad that was?
No, I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
Do you honestly see? Here's the beauty of what we do for you. We're bad, and you wait till the end of the show. You're bad, and before you're even done with the segment, we let you know that it's not good.
I don't know if that's the best thing.
No, I don't think it was though. I think those are fair questions. Maybe not your questions. Apparently,
Ray, do you think you think that was about the worst you're going to get from RJ?
No, we've done way worse.
So RJ's done way worse than that, is what you're saying.
That's great.
You're admitting that was an admission it wasn't good, but also saying in the same vein, he's done way worse than that.
I don't even think it was that bad. I think you guys were being very bad guys with that first one.
I would like you to
LeBron is MVP?
He was going for symmetry. He's explained this with it. They're all tied for the scoring title lead.
You take it too literal.
This is not math class. Nobody's looking for symmetry.
Okay, what's the question you would put in for? Go ahead.
No, you're not going to put me on the spot spur of the moment. I would prepare.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, yes, I would.
You would not.
We've already established how you prepare. We've established.
But why couldn't you just have made it?
Notorious for rolling out of bed and just popping the headphones on.
No, if you wanted symmetry, just make it. Who do you think is going to win the scoring title? Why do you have to make an MVP?
That's not interesting.
Well, then neither is LeBron James winning the MVP.
Much more interesting.
Look at the reaction it got out of you.
What are the risque odds for MVP now, by the way, RJ?
I closed it. I'll get you it during the break, of which we're late for.
Yeah. Well, that's your fault. Your segment.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.